Thank you. Good morning. Wonderful to be here on this day that God has created and made for each one of us. And it just happens to be a day where we honour mothers. And it's a very, very special calling to be a mother. And this morning I want to speak about and talk to you some little different things. But I want to say to you this morning to bloom where you are. God has planted us in a place as mothers and we need to bloom where we are. But before I speak, I've just invited Jula, is a mother and a grandmother, to come up and share a few thoughts, and then after her, Chloe, as a new mother, to come and share a few things. Chloe, do you want to come down, sit in the front, ready?
Happy Mother's Day to all the ladies here, and of course for the grandmothers. When you asked me to come up and to share a little bit about what it's like to be a grandmother and a mother, my thought came that my mother's grandmother had a big impact on my mother. And as she shared throughout her life how much her grandmother put in, because her mother, she became an orphan when she was young and her mother had to go to work and her grandmother raised her. But she was a godly woman and she had imparted a lot of things in her. And I had the joy to see in her later days, before she died at the end, what her grandmother had taught her. And one of the things that really stood out, and I praise God, when I used to have her in the car late in the afternoon, she was sort of mumbling and I thought, what is she saying, you know? And I tried to listen. She actually was doing her prayers, because her grandmother, when she was a little girl, she used to do her prayers in the afternoon, and she asked her, Grandma, why you do your prayers in the afternoon where you do it at night before you go to bed? She said, because by the end of the day, I'll be too tired and then I won't be able to thank God of all the things he has done in my life. And I thought how wonderful it is. That's how sometimes like these little things can impact people's lives. And yeah, I thank God that Mum was able to share that with me and for me to see it. So as a grandmother, I'm trying my very best to do the same thing that perhaps someday that I have some impact in my grandchildren's and other children's lives too. So we praise God and thank God, because God, even when we don't have sometimes our parents, like my parents had to go to work and you know, but there were other people who impacted in my own life too. Also too, we have many people, as Pastor Chris said before, that there is always somebody God provides to mother us or even as a grandmother too. So we praise God because he always provides for us. So thank you.
Bless you. Chloe. And this is a very new mum. Bless you, darling.
Thank you. Did you all have a lovely Mother's Day morning?
Yes.
Or the mothers? That's beautiful. Did your children spoil you? Well, Ezekiel spoiled me with a 2 a.m. wake up, and I thought he was just really, really excited to celebrate Mother's Day with me. But yes, if you haven't met me before, my name's Chloe. I'm married to Brennan, who's up the back trying to get our little pocket rocket to sleep. But he's a beautiful little boy, full of energy, so really bright, very alert. Did I mention very alert? He does not like to sleep. That is one of the challenges that I've come to face as a new mum, is not having any sleep and being able to survive on about 2 or 3 hours a night, sometimes more if he's a good boy. But yeah, did I mention he's very alert? So if you see us always trying to rock him and get him to sleep or say, shh, he's sleeping, it's because that sleep is very precious to us. If you've had a conversation with me in the past 5 months, I'm going to apologise for my blank stares and my just, you know, non-verbal responses. It's just because that's probably about all I've had to give. But hopefully in the next few months that'll get a bit better and we'll have a bit more sleep and we can have a few more deep conversations. I had to write some things down just because I thought I might forget. Can any of the mums in the room tell me when your brain starts to work again after having a baby?
Get back to you.
Thanks. When Pastor Pat asked me to share about motherhood, I just wrote a few things down that just came to my mind. And I had motherhood, it's rewarding but exhausting, fun but challenging, and definitely a life-changing experience. When my son was born, I cannot describe the emotion and the crazy love I felt for this tiny, tiny human being that was half of me and half of my husband. I promised to love him and protect him always. I somewhat imagine me, as this super mum, wearing a bit of a cape with a shield, being able to fight off anything, any harm that might come to my little boy. All the super mums in the room said amen. And a light bulb moment really went off for me one night when my little boy, he was struggling, he'd been a bit sick for a few days, had a bit of a virus, and those of you that are close to us would have known that he's had some struggles with his weight. We've had weekly visits with doctors and nurses and weekly weighs, so it's been quite a busy time for us and somewhat stressful when they're doing tests and trying to find out the reasons why, you know, perhaps he's not putting on weight or thriving as he should thrive. But one night I woke up to the sound of him struggling to breathe. And that was a very, very scary moment for us as parents and for me as a mother who wanted to protect this little boy and who wanted to see him well. And in that moment, I had to realise that I had absolutely no control over that situation. And as we did what we could to help our little boy that night, all we could do was pray over him in tongues and just call upon the name of Jesus to help us. I realised in that situation that God was totally in control.
Yeah. Amen.
And he knows the mother's heart, and he knows that crazy, mad, protective love that we have for our children, that is exactly the way that he loves us. And I know now as a mum, and I'm sorry for blubbering. This has been me for the last 5 months. This is what being a mum does. It makes you blubber. But I know and I understand completely the way that God loves us and the way he sees us. He wants to protect us from any harm. And he loves us completely and unconditionally. And I think that that's just such a beautiful thing. It really is. When choosing a name for our little boy, we didn't know he was going to be a boy, so we had chosen a girl's name and we'd chosen a boy's name. We wanted something significant to our family and something that would really speak something over our little one's life. So the name Ezekiel means God strengthens. And the name John, after Brennan's grandfather, means God is gracious. Each day I'm reminded that without God's strength and God's grace, we wouldn't have what we have and we wouldn't be able to get through. So we rely as mothers and even as fathers that we really rely on God's strength and his grace to get through. Sorry for my blubbering. Goodness me. I am really happy. This is the thing. When we're in hospital with our little boy and they say the tears come on the third day. The tears came on the second day for me and I'm crying and I'm smiling and I'm like, they're happy tears. Why am I crying on the second day? It's not the third day yet. And then on the third day, I cried some more, and the fourth day, and the fifth day, and then the sixth day, and it just keeps happening. Brennan will tell you, I just sit in there looking at my little boy, crying and crying and going, I'm really happy. I am really happy. In the beautiful chaos of mothering, thank you. Don't you like my sniffling? In this beautiful chaos that I call mothering, and I love it because it is chaos, but it is beautiful. I love the Psalm 121, and I'm constantly reminded of this when I'm struggling. I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And it's not always easy, but it's totally worth it. So I just want to say thank you to all the beautiful mums in the room that have guided me and that have provided wisdom, and they've set a good example for us to follow as young mothers. Hopefully we can live up to being the best mums that we can be. All the young mums in the room said amen. Following the example that has been set before us by the generations that have gone before. So thank you for your time and thank you for listening to me blubber away. But yeah, mothering is just such a beautiful experience, and unless you are a mother, you probably can't. It's so hard to describe it to somebody else. But yeah, I'm going to go and have a nap now. No, I'm just kidding. But it's beautiful. Thank you.
Bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Chloe. That was beautiful. It was real. It was natural. And that's what we're all about, being real, because life is about real. And it was lovely to hear from Eula and then from Chloe. And life isn't always easy. Life has its challenges, doesn't it? And I just want to show you a slide. I'm going to talk about blooming where you're planted. And we see here it's a hand with some seeds. And we are all seeds in the Father's hand. And each seed has within it a life. And that life is what God determines will happen. And I just have a little few words out of a beautiful song I found. And it said, we're all just seeds in God's hands. We start the same, but where we land is sometimes fertile soil and sometimes sand. But we're all just seeds in God's hand. And you see, when God looks at the seed, he sees completely what he created that seed to be. And in this instant, I've chosen, just leave that there, thanks. I've chosen flowers. We all love flower gardens. I love them. We love to walk out and admire our roses or whatever flowers there are. And those flowers are not confused about who they are or where they are. They've been created to be a flower. And you know, I believe with all my heart that when God created woman, he created her to be mother. Because God put within each female, each woman that he created, each little girl, every essence, everything within her body and within every part of her to be mother. Now we know that there are women that choose not to be mothers, but that's their choice for many reasons. Sometimes they choose careers or whatever, but that doesn't mean there's still not a mother heart in them. And then we have mothers, women, who want so desperately to have a child, and they don't. But that mother heart is still within them to be able to mother other children or to be able to mother. And so we know, and then we know there are women who are mothers. And today, as has been said, Mother's Day brings back many memories for many of you. Some of you have memories of a loving mother that's already gone to be with the Lord. Some of you have mothers who are still with you. Some have mothers who didn't understand them, or that you didn't understand your mother. But it doesn't mean that the heart of mother was not in her. And as I said, it depends where the seed falls. The next slide. And so we know that when the seed is planted into the soil, it germinates. And if it is looked after and if it is nurtured, it will grow. And why I picked that is because you see they're all the same, but we see they're at different stages. And some seeds fall in hard ground. And so they struggle to grow. And when something struggles to grow, it finds it very hard to give. And so some women have been brought up in homes where there was maybe not love or understanding, and the soil is hard, and there was no one to come around and till the soil and to nurture it so that the seed could grow, the plant could grow. And I know that I grew in a home like that. And I grew up thinking that my mother didn't love me. But I realised as I grew as Christ's daughter, as I grew as God's daughter, and became a Christian, I realised that my mother didn't know how to love me, because she was one that had fallen somehow. She'd been brought up in a loving home, but the things of life had and struggles had hurt her, and so she struggled to grow herself, and so it was very hard. Now, when my sister was born, the nurturing of mother came out, and also because of the situation with my life, which I won't go into, it made it very hard for her to connect with me. And so we see that those that like Chloe and like Eula and many of you here had good soil and loving, and so you flourished. And I praise God that in my life, like Eula said, God sent loving people around me. And so we see that with a plant, when it struggles, and I often see my husband, he'll go out, there'll be a rose bush and maybe it's leaning to one side or it's struggling, and he'll put a stake in the ground. And that steak reminds me of the beautiful women that have come around my life and nurtured me and encouraged me. And one particular lady who is very, very dear to me, who's not only friend but was my mother in the Lord. And I had the privilege of going and sitting with her last night for hours and speaking into her ear. And then slowly this morning at 5:30, she went to her Lord in heaven. And I just praise God for her life. She lived for 82 years and was such a beautiful mother. She was like that stake in the ground that when I struggled, when I bent, when I felt that the winds were turning me this way and that way, she came as a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she taught me about forgiveness. She taught me how to forgive and how to love through that forgiveness. And I just honour her today. And what a beautiful day, as I said to her family, for God to call her home, Mother's Day, that they will always remember this beautiful mother. And so it is, the Bible says in Titus that the older women are to teach the younger women. To teach us what? We love out of our emotion, don't we? And when we're not bathed in Christ, when we don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, and I see that with my mother, there was so much emotional turmoil in her life, and you may have experienced that with your mother, you may have experienced it yourself before you became a Christian. And when we're in turmoil and when we live in our emotion, we act out of our emotion, we say things, we do things that we're sorry for later. When we know Christ, we know, as Chloe said, what it means to pray and to seek his grace and his love. And that's what Jenna taught me. She taught me how to seek him and to know his grace and his love. And so we see that then this plant can flourish. And I just praise God for that and other women that have been in my life and that continue. I have women in this church that have loved me and helped me, and that we nurture one another, don't we? And that's why it's so wonderful to be in the family of God, because we get caught up so much in emotion. So I would say to you today, don't get caught up in emotion. Think about the Spirit of God, the love of God, the grace of God. Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished. It is finished." He said that we are to forgive, we are to forgive, and we are to love. And he said, you know, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in me and know my ways and allow me to take you through into grace. And I praise God that because of the nurturing, I flourished and I grew strong. Even though my beginning was very struggling and stilted, because of those stakes, and above all because those stakes, those women that came and stood alongside me, they didn't focus me to them, they focused me to him. They turned my attention to Christ. And so as I looked at him, I was able to grow and to be able to see my own children come to him, and now, praise God, to see our grandchildren. And the next slide, thank you. So we see that when that happens, look, these beautiful, beautiful flowers, this array of beautiful flowers that were created out of that seed for that very purpose. And you see, as those flowers look to the sun and feel that warmth and that love, they will flourish, they will bloom, they will be beautiful for the eye to behold, but they will be productive. And so it is with us as we turn our face to the sun, as we turn our face to him, then we will know the love of Christ that dwells in our heart and keeps us. And you see, it says in John 1:18, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in a closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." And so we know that Jesus had the closest relationship with his Father. And so that is what he came to bring us. And he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so God, through the love of other people and by his Spirit, taught me to forgive because they didn't know. They didn't understand. And so today, if you have memories that are not so good, let them go. We cannot move into our future until we deal with the past, until we come to grips. And you know, I've said this many times, I was talking to a young couple a few weeks ago again, and this young man said to me, "No, I don't want to look at that. God's closed those doors." Let me tell you, God is not about closing doors. If you think God closes doors, you've got it wrong. God opens doors. God doesn't want me to walk through a life of closed doors, always feeling fearful about what's behind that door. God took me through a painful and yet a liberating experience of thrusting the doors open, of looking and saying, Pat, that was your life, but it doesn't have to be your life now. And so I can walk past these doors and look at my life, and there are many things that I think I wish they'd been different, but I praise God that he's delivered me from them all and that I'm able to look at them and not be crushed and not be broken. And dear Janet was one that taught me a lot of that. And so he's about opening the doors and allowing his light to come in so that there is only freedom in openness. There is only freedom in openness. And so as he opens the doors of your life, look at the things. Cherish the things that are precious and let go the other things. The only way we can move into a good future, the only way we can, as Eula said, pass on to our children and our grandchildren things, are if we have overcome them. And we can't overcome them in emotion. And we all have emotion, as Chloe showed. We feel tears. When I was with Janet last night and speaking into her ear and telling her how I loved her, but how the Lord loved her and how he was waiting to embrace her, and she hadn't moved, but she, not hard, but she squeezed my hand. She knew that I was there. And so there were tears that came, but they weren't tears of sadness. They were tears of joy. And when I heard this morning that she was now with her Lord, Janet had a beautiful voice. She actually was offered a position with a famous singer in an opera. She had a really beautiful voice, and I used to sing in the choir with her, and I used to love to stand alongside her because her strong voice made me feel strong, and it was just so beautiful to hear her. And so when I heard she'd gone this morning, that's how I see her. There are no tears now. There is rejoicing, because I know that she will be there praising her Lord and thanking him for his faithfulness to her, and she'll be singing with the depths of her being. But we know that tears are just emotion, but we need to get in touch with the Spirit of God, as Chloe said, speaking in tongues and blooming, radiating God's love. As mothers, we have an awesome opportunity and an incredible responsibility to nurture our children, to love them. And so it doesn't matter how old we are when we come to Christ, it's never too late. It's never too late to show his love. But to be able to allow his love to saturate our heart, then we need to be able to let go the things that try to bind us and keep us tied up. You know, I remember thinking, no, I remember I was about 20 and I just got married. And I remembered thinking I had my whole life ahead of me. And I thought, well, now, I was expecting my first baby and Kayleen. And I thought, I'm going to be the best mother and I'm going to do all the things right that weren't done to me. Well, guess what? I made a lot of mistakes. But I had to learn as I grew and as I healed, the only way that I could be the mother, not the best mother, but the mother God had created me to be, was to let go the past and look to the future in him. And so that's what I ask you this morning. Bloom where you are. Let go. Let go of the past. His desire for us is that we belong to a family. He has a purpose for us. He has a purpose that we would bloom, that we would flourish, that we would be mothers of grace, mothers of dignity, mothers of love, mothers of purpose, mothers who are not afraid of the things that come. And we hear the beautiful description, don't we, in Proverbs of that mother. And it says, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. That's in Proverbs 31:25-30. And you see, that is not an instantaneous thing. As you mothers know, the minute we hold our child, like Chloe said, it's an awesome feeling of love. It's a feeling of protection. So many things that enter in, and we want to be all those things, but we have to grow into it. We have to grow into it. And the way to grow into it isn't by emotion, isn't by thinking of bad memories and being angry at the things that happened to me. It is by yielding to Christ Jesus. It is by allowing the Spirit of God to fill my heart with love, with forgiveness, with overcoming power, and then to be able to learn, to be able to do those things. And we are all still learning. But I praise God that as has been given to me by women in my life that have nurtured and strengthened me, God has privileged me to be able to bring that into many lives. And we can't teach by our own experience. We can only teach by the victory that Jesus Christ has given us over those experiences. And so today is Mother's Day. And so for the mothers who have lost a mother, for the mothers who have lost a child, and I know what that's like, it is very painful. Very painful. For the ones who long to be mothers, you are not forgotten. You are loved today. You are loved by God. And God has a purpose for each one. And we know that there are children that are left and lonely. And so there are mothers who take them up in their arms and who love them and who mother them and who bless them and who give them a life that they would not have. And there are other mothers that come alongside others to care for them and love them. So God will teach us, but we have to remember that God is in everything and he wants us to bloom, not to live in the past, not to live in the brokenness, but to rejoice in this life that he has given us this day for whatever form that life takes, because there is always something to do. There is always someone to love. There is always someone to encourage. And that is the heart of a mother. That is the heart of a mother, to love, to nurture, to encourage, and to have your children grow up like strong, strong, healthy plants, that they will then bring beauty and love, and it goes on through the generations. And 2 Timothy 1:5 says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelled first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and now I am sure it is well in you. And I saw that last night. The faith of Janet was now in her daughters and in her grandchildren, and they were all around her, praising God for her life. A life that had not been easy, for life isn't easy. We know there are challenges. Jesus said to us, didn't he, in this world you will have trouble, but be encouraged, I've overcome the world. He has overcome every challenge, every struggle that you could ever face as a mother or a father. But today is Mother's Day. We think particularly of God to mothers, how he loves mothers, how he cares for mothers. And in the long hours, as Chloe said, when she's awake or other mothers are awake, I see Dorini up there with our beautiful Christian, this beautiful gift that's been given to them. And he's full of life too and full of joy, but I'm sure he doesn't always sleep at night. But you see, we need to remember that Jesus is keeping the hours with us. And you see, he's there, but he wants you to acknowledge he's there. We can't have what we don't accept. We can't have what we don't see. And in my life, I've learned to remember that he's not the silent listener to every conversation, that he speaks clearly if I will listen, that he is there with me, nurturing me, strengthening me, walking with me, giving me that wisdom that I need. And finally, 1 Corinthians 13:4 to 7, we all know it. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous nor proud. It is not conceited nor act foolishly. It is not selfish. It is not easily provoked to anger. Keeps no record of wrongs. Takes no pleasure in unrighteousness. But rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. And so we know that this is the heart that God has placed within us, and particularly for mothers. And we have to learn those things, but we learn them through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, teaching us to be examples, teaching us to love, and to remember this love it's speaking about is Jesus, our precious Jesus, who is love himself. And he comes in and he will fill us with that love if we get in touch with him. And so today, mothers, don't waste time grieving over things that are gone. Look at what God has given you today. Bloom brightly and open your hearts to the opportunities that we have. It is never too late. We can turn around. And if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ today, I know you are struggling in life, because life is nothing without him. We cannot even understand the fullness of this love, because without him, we don't feel loved. We don't feel that essence and that nurturing. And so how can we give it? I remember what it was like to be empty without that love and struggling to find it in so many things. And so I know that if you don't know Christ, that's where you are today. If you want to know love, yield to him today. But if you do know him, bloom where you are. Allow him to show you his grace and his radiance and his love, so that you can mother your children, your children's children, and also the family of God, because we all need to be loved and we all need to be encouraged. So, Father, we thank you that you've called each one of us. Lord, you have planted us in this garden of life. You have set yourself before us that we might know you, and that as we reach out to you, Lord God, you are the one who tends that tender seed. You are the one that nurtures the soil and helps us to grow and to be strong women, Lord God, that we will praise you and honour you, that we will then sow into our generations, into our children and our children's children. And this morning, if there are those who feel that they don't see in their children what they desire, my prayer is that his Spirit would nurture hope in your heart. Because in that scripture in 1 Corinthians, it says, hope's all things. Never give up that hope, because whatever you have sown, God is working to bring forth. Hold on to that hope and continue to nurture it by prayer, speaking in tongues, allowing his Spirit to do the work. And then there are the grandchildren, as we heard. Many children do not follow, but we have an opportunity with our grandchildren. Nurture them, love them, touch them with the hands of Christ. Look at them and tell them you love them. Impart that love into their very eyes as they look at you. And know that we are on a journey that Jesus Christ himself travels with us. And he says that I, with loving kindness, have I drawn you to me, and I will walk with you, and I will talk with you, and I will teach you and guide you in all of your ways. So, Father, bless the mothers this morning. Bless the grandmothers. And bless each one, Lord. Bless the fathers, Lord God, who too have had mothers and have many memories. Teach them, Lord God, to let go and to move into your great love and your strength. So, Father, we thank you for the joy of this day, that we can thank you this day for all things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Bless you all. Thank you.